Espresso English Podcast, Episode 4. 10 Ways to Improve Your Spoken English. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. A lot of students tell me that the most difficult thing for them is speaking. In today's lesson, I'll give you 10 ways to speak English better, 5 things you can do at home, and 5 things to do while in a conversation. The first way you can improve your spoken English at home is to improve your pronunciation. Good pronunciation will help other people understand your spoken English clearly, even if you don't know many words. Most English learners do need some improvement in their pronunciation. It takes practice, but the practice pays off, because when you have good pronunciation, you can speak confidently, because you know that the other person will understand you no matter what you say. The second way to improve your spoken English at home is to listen to more English. Most English learners read too much and listen too little. But when babies and children learn English, they listen first, and then speak, and later learn to read and write. If you want to improve your English speaking, spend more time listening. It's good if you can get into the habit of listening to some English every day. Of course, you can use this podcast to help you practice your listening. But if you want to go even further, check out the listening course at espressoenglish.net. The listening course takes you step by step through listening to some audio, getting the general idea, listening again to get the specific idea, and finally listening word for word. It's a really good way to make progress towards understanding each and every word, which can be very difficult at first. And, of course, you can also use the listening material to improve your pronunciation by pausing after each phrase, repeating it, and trying to imitate the native speaker's pronunciation as closely as possible. The third way to improve your spoken English at home is to practice reading English out loud. That means read and speak. When you speak English, there are 2 main difficulties. One is the mental difficulty of thinking of the English words to say, and the other is the physical difficulty of pronouncing the English words correctly. Reading English texts out loud will help you with the second part, the physical part, without having to worry about the first part, the mental part. Reading out loud will train your mouth and lips to pronounce English words more naturally. I suggest reading every text out loud 2 times. The first time, read slowly and focus on pronouncing each word correctly. Circle the words that are difficult to pronounce and repeat each one 10 times. The second time, read faster and focus on making your English flow, speaking each sentence with a natural rhythm. My fourth tip for improving your spoken English is to learn phrases, not just individual words. Whenever you learn a new word, try saying it in a complete sentence. For example, let's say you learn the word sunglasses. Then try to create some sentences. For example, I bought new sunglasses yesterday. How much are these sunglasses? I like your sunglasses. Where did you get them? My sister lost her sunglasses. Don't forget to bring your sunglasses when we go to the beach. Say each sentence 10 times to practice and memorize it, and write it down in your vocabulary notebook. If you do this with every new English word you learn, it will help you speak English in complete sentences more naturally. My fifth tip for improving your spoken English at home is to learn from real English conversations. If you live in an English-speaking country, that's easy. Just pay attention to the English conversations around you. But if you don't have any contact with native English speakers, you can watch TV shows and movies online in order to learn English conversation patterns. Two more great websites for learning from real conversations are ello.org, that's ELLO.org. It has more than 1,000 dialogues with text and audio, as well as allearsenglish.com. That's a podcast with lots of interviews and conversations between native English speakers. Studying real conversations will help you learn the informal, everyday expressions that are typically used in spoken English. Okay, how about some ways to improve your spoken English while you're in a conversation? My first tip is to remember that when speaking English, communication is more important than grammar. Remember, the number one goal of speaking English is to communicate. Although grammar is important, it is less important than communication when speaking. Here's a simple example. Imagine that you say, "Yesterday, I go to party on beach." That sentence isn't grammatically correct. The correct version would be, "Yesterday, I went to a party on the beach." However, if you say, "Yesterday, I go to party on beach," it successfully communicates your message and an English speaker will understand you. It's better to say something that's not quite correct, yet communicate successfully, than to say something correctly but fail to communicate. For example, if you said, "Yesterday I," and then stopped because you were too worried about perfect grammar. So the lesson is, don't worry too much about grammar when speaking English. Focus on communication. My second tip is to speak slowly. Trying to speak English too fast won't make you sound like a native speaker. Instead, it can actually make it more difficult for the other person to understand you. Speaking slowly has two advantages. One is it gives you more time to think of what to say. And also, it makes your speech clearer so the other person can understand. Over time and with practice, your spoken English will get faster naturally. Don't try to force it to get faster. My third tip for improving your spoken English is a big one. Think in English. Try not to think in your native language and translate in your head. This makes speaking more difficult, especially since many things don't translate well. Thinking in English is something you can practice all the time, but it's especially important when speaking. My fourth tip for conversations is, if you forget a word, use other words to describe it. It's very common for English learners to stop a sentence in the middle because they've forgotten the word they want to use. In this case, the other person can help you if you describe the word you want by using other English words. For example, if someone asks, "What does your sister look like?" you can say, "She's very tall and, she's, what's the opposite of fat?" Then the other person will say, "Thin." And you can finish your sentence, "Yes, she's tall and thin." And my final tip for improving your spoken English is to relax and have a positive, confident attitude. Remember, if you make a mistake or forget a word when you are speaking English, it's okay. This is completely normal, so don't be nervous or afraid. The person who you're talking to will understand and will be patient with you. If you are insecure when speaking English, then it will be even more difficult to think of the words you know. Try this tip. Before every English conversation, think, "I can speak English," 3 times to give yourself more confidence and help you speak better. So, students, those are my top 10 ways to improve your spoken English. And of course, if you want to learn more specific phrases that native English speakers use in day-to-day life, make sure to check out the Everyday English Speaking course. I designed this course specifically to be very practical and teach you a lot of the expressions that we use in various situations. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and then click on Everyday English Speaking. I know you'll really enjoy this course. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net. where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.